On today's episode, I'll be discussing the Mandela Effect. I personally enjoy this topic the best, and I'm sure after you listen to this, you will too. The Mandela Effect is where a large mass of people believe that a certain event occurred, but in reality, it actually didn't happen from the way it appeared. Many people, like me, who like to read into conspiracy theories, believe that the Mandela Effect is proof that there is another alternate universe. Others tend to believe that there is a person that traveled back in time and changed something that could have affected the world today. The Mandela Effect came from a self-proclaimed paranormal consultant, Fiona Broom, after she discovered that many people shared her so-called false memory of Nelson Mandela dying in prison in the 1980s. But what's crazy to me is that it was announced in 2013 that Nelson Mandela had died again from a respiratory issue. This had confused many people because they remember Nelson Mandela dying in 1980 while he was in prison. This creeps me out just a little. What about you? Now I'm going to explain to you certain events that occurred in the past that link into the meaning of the Mandela Effect that will furthermore help you understand the concept of the effect. There are 100 examples of the Mandela Effect, but these are just a few certain examples that definitely will confuse you and have you thinking. Let's start off with the classic scene many people know of from the popular movie Star Wars. In this specific scene, where Darth Vader tells Luke he is his father, it is a known fact that everyone heard him say, "Luke, I am your father." Now, if you go back to the exact scene, he actually says, "No, I am your father." When I was a kid, I can assure you it was always Luke, I am your father. How can an iconic scene that is so popular and a famous line change to a different line when people remember it so vividly being something else? Take a listen for yourself.
What happened to the father? He told me it now. He told me you killed him. No.
This scene is just another example to show you guys that the Mandela Effect is real. Okay, if this already blows your mind, I have a couple other examples of the Mandela Effect to show you guys. Okay, this one really got to me, and I don't think you guys are ready for this. In 1938, a well-known Disney movie, Snow White, when the evil queen asks the famous line to her mirror.
Come from the farthest space, through wind and darkness I summon thee. Speak. Let me see thy face.
What wouldst thou know, my queen?
Magic mirror on the wall. Who is the fairest one of all?
Hold on, magic mirror on the wall? Did I hear that correctly? Did the queen just call the mirror magic mirror? I cannot stress enough on how I vividly remember the queen saying mirror, mirror on the wall, who's the fairest one of all? And I can't be the only one who agrees with this. This is another great example of the Mandela Effect because I know lots of people remember it being mirror, mirror on the wall. Okay, here's just another example for you all. Everyone knows this song, or have heard of this song, whether it was playing while you were in the back of your dad's car, or in a hockey change room after a big win, or even if it's just one of your personal favorites. The song is We Are the Champions by Queen. Now listen to this. I thought at the end of the song, it said, of the world. Am I wrong? That is the official video of the song too. Everyone who listens to this song know that it's always said, of the world. This Mandela effect is starting to get to me. Was there actually someone who traveled back in time and changed certain things that happened in the past? All right, I have one more example of the Mandela effect to show you. And this one, in particular, might get to you. I know this one gets me every time. In 1994, American comedy film Forrest Gump, his famous line.
About a million and a half of these. My mom always said, life was like a box of chocolates.
I could have sworn it was always life is like a box of chocolates, not life was like a box of chocolates. Okay, I know you guys might think this is all fake and never happened, but how could this all be a coincidence? How can over 1,000 people around the world all have the same remembrance of this specific scenario? There are so many examples of the Mandela effect, and there are so many that haven't been told yet. I'm starting to believe that we might live in an alternate universe, but I guess we will never know. Thank you all so much for joining in the discussion about the Mandela effect. I hope at the end of this episode, I got all of your minds wondering. If you are satisfied with this week's episode, be sure to tune into next week's episode where we will be talking about lucid dreams. Check out all my recent episodes on Conspiracy Radio. Before I head out, I just want to thank a couple of my sponsors, Pepsi, McDonald's, and Beats Headphones. Nothing like enjoying a meal while listening to wireless Beats Headphones to some crazy podcasts. Thank you so much for sponsoring me for this week's video.